You're listening to Inside Out. Inside Out with Tim Gilligan is a podcast providing weekly biblical insight to encourage you on your walk with God. What you do day by day takes you to your future. And most of the time, the greatest fruit in your life is cultivated through the small, spiritual disciplines you exercise on a consistent basis. This podcast is meant to help you live a life that is happy, stable, fruitful, and blessed. And now, let's get ready for Pastor Tim. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, Happy New Year, and welcome. Thank you for joining me for Inside Out. And this podcast will drop somewhere right around New Year's, and so I want to be one of the first to greet you with a Happy New Year. And remember that the Bible word for happy also includes the idea of being blessed. I just want to share a couple of nuggets, some bullet points with you as we start into a new year. I think how you start anything is very, very important. If you're going to start a trip, you want to start with a plan. You want to start refreshed, you know, get a good breakfast. The car is ready to go. We're fueled up. That tire is fixed. You know, you want to start out right. You want to start your day right. You know, day after day after day, what, you know, how you start really, really has a great impact. It's the principle, it's the law of first. And what you do with the first part of anything affects the rest of it. I believe that the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, you should honor the Lord, be in the Lord's house. You know, your finances, you know, what you do with the first part there, the tithe, the first tenth there, that belongs to the Lord. It's important that you return that to him. It's not a debt that you owe. It's not a bill that you pay. It's a stewardship deposit that you return to show that you're being faithful in your stewardship to God, that you're acknowledging that it came from him. So again, the law, the principle of first is what you do with the first part of anything affects the rest of it. So as we enter into this new year, you know, we should be hopeful on a whole lot of levels, you know, in our world, and more hopeful than discouraged or worried, because we're believers and because of God and because we trust him and know that he is at work in our lives and he's got it and he's got us. So let me just share a few things for you to consider and actually for you to be. So all of these start with B, as in B-E, you know, go be this. So first of all, be a believer. Be a believer. That's so you can have power in your life. Refuse to be a doubter and a worrier and a criticizer and a holdout, you know. Be a believer, and that's going to show up in your thoughts. It's going to show up in your words. And so be careful of your words as a believer. Make sure that, you know, everything that you finish, don't end up on a negative. End up on a positive. You know, I believe it was Joyce Meyer I heard say, you know, I've got such a mound of laundry to do today. Don't let that be your last sentence. She said, add on to that this idea. I've got a mound of laundry to do today, but I've got a washer and dryer, or I've got a laundromat nearby. It's not that I've got to go down to the river and beat out these clothes in the water on the rocks, you know. End it up right. And so as a believer, your words are very, very important. Secondly, be a doer. Be a doer. James 1:25 says, we're not hearers only, we're doers, and we're blessed in the doing. And remember, as a doer, the Holy Spirit is the helper. And so he's going to help you as you do. Thirdly, and I touched on this earlier, is be a steward. Be a steward. You know, realize that everything you have, your time, your talent, your treasure, your touch, everything, that belongs to God, and that's to be invested for the kingdom of God and used for his purposes and his desires. And I want to encourage you, the local church is the most efficient place to invest your time, your talent, your treasure, for the kingdom of God. Be a good steward. Be expecting. Expectation is the magnet of your faith. And Psalm 42:11 in the Living Bible, the Old Living Bible, you know, the writer is saying, why am I so downcast? And then the New King James says, put your hope in God. The Old Living Bible says this, expect God to act. Expect God to act. I like to say with situations and problems, and I don't know how it's all going to work out, but I always say this, watch what God will do. You need to be expecting. Expect God to act. Expect breakthroughs. Expect answers. Expect healing. Expect changes in the lives of the people you're praying for your family and so forth. Expect the favor of God. Expect that the Holy Spirit is always going to help you everywhere you go. Be dependent. Be dependent. Realize that without Him, you can do nothing apart from Him. But I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Jesus, to be your sole source of supply, let Him help you. Be dependent on Him and be dependent on the Holy Spirit as the helper in your life. You can't fight and win against everything in life and flesh and the devil and sin and enemies. You can't do that on your own. You're going to have to trust the Holy Spirit to be your helper, to be your shield, to be your sole source of supply. Be dependent. Next is be steadfast. Be steadfast. Be stable. Don't be sliding around here and there. Get single-minded. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, and it's very vital that you just remain steadfast. Stay consistent in your spiritual disciplines and so forth. Be committed. Be committed. You know, go ahead and commit your day to God. Commit your year to the Lord. Commit your life day by day. Commit to being involved in church. Commit to being a better husband, better wife, better parent, better child, better employer, employee, whatever. But commit to it. And that commitment makes a huge difference. Be a servant. Be the greatest in the kingdom by serving. Now, I have my big five that I do every day, and it's just personal, but I bring it up here. It's to serve God, love Alicia, my wife, be joyful, lead well, and then help others. And so you need to have that servant's heart where you're looking to help others that are around you. Next, be kind. Be kind. That's what's attractive in people. That's what's going to put the notice of there's something different about that person because they're kind, because so often our world is unkind and people pick that up and they're unkind. But let's be kind in this new year and be a light. Be a light. Reflect Jesus. Arise, shine, the prophet Isaiah said, because there's deep darkness on the earth. But he said, my light is going to rise upon you. And you know this, light always cuts through the darkness. So be a light everywhere you go. And then be sure of this. Just be confident that everything always works out for you. Realize that there's so many other things that you could be. And I want to encourage you to be joyful and be at peace and be friendly and be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And realize that you can declare His loving kindness every morning and His faithfulness every night. God is faithful. God is good. God has gotten you through everything before. And if something's not finished yet, God's still at work. And as you step into 2025, can you believe that? As you step into 2025, step out in faith. It's a fresh start. It's a brand new year. Step out in faith. We walk by faith, not by sight, and our faith is in God. It's in His integrity, in His ability to keep His promises and to be strong and able to never fail you and to never leave you alone, never leave you without help. Our faithful, faithful God. That should bring some joy, some faith in your life. Step into this new year and watch what God will do. God bless you. Happy New Year. I'll see you soon on Inside Out.
Thanks for joining us today on this episode of Inside Out. If this content has been helpful to you, it would mean a lot if you'd leave a review or share this with others on social media. For more teachings and resources, you can visit Meadowbrook Church online at mbcocala.com. And if you have any questions for the podcast, you can send an email to podcast@mbcocala.org. That's all for today. We'll see you next time right here on Inside Out with Tim Gilligan.